I'm Freebear, one of the hosts, and in addition to being one of the original members and doing sports on the side, I have a third job that I think is maybe more important than anything else, and that's reporting on what Tommy does during the first hour of the show before anybody else gets here.
Oh, okay.
Take that part of my job very seriously. When I walked in this morning, Tommy had a cornucopia of groceries assembled right in front of the four-monitor screen in front of me, where he sits for the first hour. It was some knockoff Cheerios, just like, you know, like oat vowels or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
And, toasted O's.
Yeah. Oat and then, and then a quart of milk.
Yep.
And then a box of white cheddar Cheez-Its. And they were organized in a straight line, like it was some sort of poverty grocery store chorus, ready to do a three-part harmony of breakfast joy. And I said, so what's going on over here? Are you mixing that all together? What's happening? Well, the milk was dated yesterday, and I haven't opened it yet, so I'm not sure if it's bad. So the white cheddar Cheez-Its are to offset just in case the milk is bad.
Wait, how does that, how does one equate to the other? I don't really understand how those.
This question.
Can you shred one of your white cheddar Cheez-Its and make it into a milk powder? What are we doing?
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Well, yeah, so the idea was that since, you know, the white cheddar kind of has already got those little chunky bits on it from the Cheez-It itself, the idea was that if the white, if the milk was a little bad, I could throw the Cheez-Its in and
make it more chunky?
Like if the milk was lumpy, then he would put the Cheez-It lumps in there because that would be lumps he would be okay with.
Blue cheese milk.
I kind of understand.
I don't. I think the real issue here is if there's chunks in your milk, don't have it.
Well, so it's perfectly good milk. I didn't even get to use it yet.
It wouldn't be perfectly good if it had chunks in it, dum-dum.
Add flavor.
Jesus.
So he opens the milk. And
that's
takes,
how you know it's bad.
He's like, I'm 30 stirs away from butter.
So he opens the milk, puts it under his nose, and then breathes in deeply three or four times. And he said, I don't even, it smells like milk. I don't know if it's bad. What does bad milk smell like? And I go, well, if it was bad, you would know by now.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty distinct, man. Like, it, if it smells like milk, it's fine. If it smells weird, it's bad.
This is going to sound crazy, and I understand that based on what I just said. But you live in a family of six, and most of them are milk consumers. I've never had milk go bad because we go through milk so quickly. I don't even know if I can tell you what rotten milk smells like.
You would, if you've never smelled it, you'll definitely know it then. Well, because it'll be very different to your nose. Well, I promise you.
Well, my fat-free milk
you can
smelled
tell.
Fine, probably.
Yeah.
So he fills his little fine. Bowl with the cereal and then pours lustfully in with the nice milk dated yesteryear. And smells it again. Smells fine. Takes the first bite. I go, was the milk bad? No, it's the cereal. It's terrible.
So the milk is fine. It's the cereal that sucks.
That's what you get for your off-brand vowels or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I know.
And so eventually he gave up. Ate a lot of the Cheez-Its.
Which was the backup plan, worked out.
Was the backup plan.
Okay.
Then disappeared and came back in with a bowl and cereal filled with milk again. Or a bowl of milk and cereal. And he goes, I'm going for it again. Are you eating? And I said, are you eating more of those Cheerios? You hate it? And he goes, no, I'm just doing Cinnamon Toast Crunch now. So once the healthy oat vowels didn't work out, then it was back to the old school Tommy stuff.
I can't believe you even considered anything but Cinnamon Toast Crunch when that was an option.
Yeah.
I mean, when that's an option, there are no other options. That's just, that's the rule.
Well, especially if you're pairing it with, you know, comparing it to plain oat. I mean, you know, like if you're prepared for plain Cheerios or oat vowels, you're gonna, you know, like then it's fine. But if you're expecting to taste Cinnamon Toast Crunch while shoving vowels into your mouth, yeah, you're going to be disappointed. It's going to be bad.
I was disappointed either way because I had some of those Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and by the time I was halfway through that bowl, I was full from the Cheez-Its.
Oh,
so I didn't even eat all of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, what a combo you had.
What a healthy balance.
Nothing
Cheez-Its and cinnamon.
Nothing you did.
You want to try it?
No.
That big of a deal, but man, you make everything an adventure and a joy. I really
That's a nice way of saying you overcomplicate everything you do.
That's not what I meant, but I can see how you'd see it that way.
Yeah.
I do love that your breakfast is different forms of dairy, cardboard, and sugar.
Thank you.
It seems so bland, yet so flavorful all at the same time.
Well, the whole grain oat cereal was not the play today. Let me tell you that. And now I got a whole box. What am I supposed to do with this?
You got to just eat it, man.
No, it's so dry.
Yeah. Try carrying it in a little baggie in the car with you, and you can have it like a snack, like a toddler.
when grandma takes you to church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to get one of those little snack cups that has like the rubber lid on it that you can fit your hand in.
You start to get fussy during the sermon. You get three vowels, and then back to the hymnal.
You crush them up and shove them down in between the seats.
Yes. That's not in any way annoying.
This is for next Saturday's wedding. Throw it in there.
Or just make it always fun for yourself and take at least three at a time and go, ooh.
What does that even mean?
Because you'd have three O's.
Oh, my God.
And then you can have a little game with yourself each time. You go, ooh.
Honestly, that seems like something that would really appeal to Tommy.
I know.
Tommy's like, I didn't even like them, but I ate the whole box. I'm going
to
get some more.
Well, yeah, now suddenly there's a little quirk to them. I'm a little intrigued.
Yeah. Like what are you eating for breakfast? Oh, it's my fireworks. Ooh.
I'm eating my ooze.
This text, before we move on, from the 231. I motion to nominate Tommy as the king of Gen Z. He's such a great representation of all of the weird things our generation does.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry.